The conservation project is considered the first of its kind for Africa. It's supported by half a dozen African countries with backing from European and American governments and non-governmental organizations. The goal is to preserve the world's second largest forest, which spans six African countries and contains rare and richly diverse animal and plant life. More than 80 million people live in this Congo Basin region, most of them in Cameroon and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Many depend on the forest for their livelihood. Illegal logging, poaching, and development have taken a toll on the rainforest. But officials meeting in Paris this week announced that a newly finished profile of the Congo Basin shows it's in better shape than they thought. The two-day conference aimed to assess progress in conserving the tropical forest 4 years after the partnership was launched. Among the measures introduced to help sustain the forest is a certification system for timber, so buyers know it has been harvested in an environmentally friendly manner. So far, only 3% of the region's wood is certified, but officials say they expect the new system to spread rapidly. France also signed a special debt reduction package with Cameroon this week, which for the first time includes forestry and other environmental initiatives as part of the agreement. Among those supporting the conservation plan is renowned British environmentalist Jane Goodall, who spoke at a press conference in Paris.
The question was, how do I feel at the end of the conference? Tremendous hope in the fact that these conferences are happening, in the fact that the Congo Basin Forest Partnership exists, that it's moving ahead.
But some environmentalists argue too much of the Congo Basin forest will be open to logging, and that the initiative places too little emphasis on conservation efforts. The critics include Ilanga Ituwa, African forest campaigner for Greenpeace International.
The basic vision of the Congo Basin that they're putting forward does not and will not allow them to actually protect the biodiversity and fight poverty, because the activities that they've chosen to take place within that landscape are almost exclusively destructive and degrading activities such as logging, and then with a small part to conservation and very little place for the people of the Congo Basin.
Funding is another problem. The United States, France, and the European Union have pledged several hundred million dollars towards a conservation effort. But African officials say their conservation strategy will cost roughly $1.5 billion to put in place over the next 10 years. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.